This local and regional newscast is presented by Liberty Bank, now open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. B Branch, where police say a search of a man's home there turned up more than $900,000 worth of marijuana and a cache of illegal weapons. The raid earlier this month resulted in drug and weapon charges against 31-year-old Tyler Lamostis. Authorities say they seized almost 240 pounds of marijuana, 14 AR-15 rifles being converted to automatic weapons, a machine gun, several other firearms, grow lights, and digital scales. Little Rock, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says smaller than usual package of legislative proposals touches on some topics as renegade sports agents, sex offenders, synthetic marijuana, and spam telephone calls. McDaniel says he'll be making fewer requests of lawmakers this session because he wants to keep a close eye on freshman legislators to make sure they don't put the state back in court over how public schools are funded. On December 20th, in an electronic mailing to the Independence County Judge's Office, the county's Quorum Court Road Committee Chairman Marion Tony Thompson asked Judge Bill Hicks to curtail his county road spending. Thompson said county clerk records show the road department had spent more than the Quorum Court had appropriated. Thompson's email said the projected negative variance would be close to $125,000. Thompson told the judge overspending appropriations is a violation of Amendment 55 of the state constitution and the enabling legislation in Act 742. Thompson said during this fiscal year, the judge has received the same information as Quorum Court members and is no doubt aware or should be aware of the situation. Thompson said he considers the overspending a serious violation of state law, and he has contacted the prosecuting attorney's office for counsel. Thompson's electronic mail to the judge asked him to immediately take action to minimize expenses and reply to his email with a plan to minimize those expenses. Thompson told the judge he doesn't have the prerogative to spend more than the Quorum Court has appropriated. Judge Hicks said this morning that he told the Quorum Court in February that the roads, after suffering floods and icing conditions, would need a lot of work and money would have to be spent. Hicks said, quote, "We had things to fix and I think we did a pretty good job." Hicks went on to say, quote, "The county road fund is not broke and unappropriated money is there, including contingency money." Judge Hicks was also asked if there were many bills left to pay by the road department, and he said, quote, "We have very few bills, if any, left to pay. All the spending's been done. The few bills that may come are not major at all." Hicks said he recalled when he came into office, adjustments to the appropriated county road budget had to be made and were much greater than what is out there today. Hicks said, quote, "Thompson's complaint is just politics and another slam on me." He went on to say, quote, "People pay for services and we don't need money laying around in an account and not doing any good," unquote. In other news, an 18-year-old bull rider from Arkansas, Greenbrier to be exact, was seriously injured when a bull threw him off and stomped on him during opening day of a youth rodeo. It was at the Mississippi Fairgrounds in Jackson, Mississippi. Medical Center personnel from the University of Mississippi said that Holden Hedgesmith is in stable condition after the incident at the Cowboy Christmas Youth Challenge. And Independence County authorities say someone broke into a recently deceased woman's residence and stole over $2,000 of her property. L.D. Finster told police his mother-in-law's residence was vacant due to her passing, and when he went by on December 27 to check on it, he found someone had broke the padlock off the back door. He said the Newport Road residence was ransacked and several personal property items had been stolen. And the Batesville and Northside Fire Departments responded to a fire at the North Baseball Complex around 11 o'clock last night. Police say the concession stand building was fully engulfed in flames. Deputy Colby Markham said the fire is under investigation, although firemen on the scene did not believe the cause was arson. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional newscast is presented by Liberty Bank, now open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience.